Lili Nishmas, Ab Mori Zichrono Livracha. Siman Tav Pei Vav is a very famous siman with a very, very famous comment of the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch says, how big is a kezayis? Shir kezayis? Yeshom Udhavei Kechatzi Beitza. It's a half of a beitza. That's what some say. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, others say it's a third of a beitza. But the Shulchan Aruch says, we follow the view that it's a half a beitza. Okay, good. The Ramah says, V'yochenu b'yachad b'lo ma'at ma'at. Try to eat it all at once. That we discussed earlier, that nowadays the minhag is you just eat it little by little with, you know, not waiting too long for work and dechilas pras. Eating it, swallowing it all at once could be a sakana. By vegetables, you have to mash it down to get rid of the air holes when you're trying to figure out how big is a kezayis. The Mishnah Berurah says the air holes in the matzah also do not add up to the shear of a kezayis. Oh! V'lushar shear kezayis b'yirachos atzman below by b'yir shemem. Because you have to measure the actual vegetables and not the air in between. Okay. So here the Mishnah Berurah gives a whole discussion. We assume a kezayis is half a kebetza. That's what we assume. And we know that a kebetza is 2 ounces, roughly. There was a time where Rav David Feinstein quoted in a sefer as if Rav Moshe held 2.2 ounces. But around 15 years ago, Rav David changed his mind, and he agrees now that it's 2 ounces, and there's no leading posek that says that if beitza is 2.2, we assume an egg is 2 ounces, the volume of 2 ounces. That means the kezayis is the volume of 1 ounce, which is half an egg. There is a view that it's a third, but we follow the view of chatzi beitza. Well, so how big is that? So the standard svarim say that it's a third of a machine matzah. A third of a machine matzah is the equivalent of a kezayis, of the volume of half an egg. Oh, that's what we assume. It's a third of a machine matzah. We get to the details in a few minutes. Bezud Hashem. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes the famous discussion. There is a view out there. It began with the Noda B'Yehuda. And the Noda B'Yehuda wrote that he thinks the eggs nowadays are smaller than the volume of the eggs were at the time of Chazal. So when Chazal say that a kezayis is half a beitza, nowadays eggs are nearly, roughly half smaller than they used to be. So if you want to eat a kezayis nowadays, you have to eat the volume of a full egg, not half an egg. That's the famous, famous shita of the Noda B'Yehuda, the Tzrach, quoted here in the Shaar HaTzion, in Siv Katan Dalet. And for the last 250 years, there's been a big, raging machlokas. The gist of the machlokas is he right or is he wrong? Do we accept what the Tzrach says or not? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Hachra from the Shaar HaTzion, that when it comes to a shear that's chiyuv min HaTorah, then you should be machmir. When it comes to a derabanan, like maror, the afikomen, the dal kosos, then you can be makil. Now, Rav Nevin Sol Shlita points out that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it's a chiyuv to follow the shari, to follow the bigger shear by mitzvahs deraisa, but rather that it's a chumrah, an appropriate chumrah to follow that opinion. That's the Rav Nevin Sol Semdiukim to back up that position. So now, the first matzah at the Seder is a deraisa, and the second matzah at the Seder is a derabana. So we said before that a third of a machine matzah equals a regular kezayis, and therefore, for the first matzah at the Seder, one would need to eat two-thirds of a machine matzah. And that's the psak given by Rav Shimon Eider, and that's what fits with the kezayis book. And that's how much you need to. It's not very big. Now, many people use a hand matzah at the Seder. So you have to convert two-thirds of a machine matzah to a hand matzah that's circular. And hand matzahs don't all have the same exact thickness. So in the Kazayas book, they have a discussion about this. And basically, two-thirds of a machine matzah is equivalent to approximately two-fifths of a hand matzah. However, if the hand matzahs are particularly thin, what does it mean? How do you know they're thin? 9 matzahs to a pound. Then you'd have to eat a little more than half of a hand matzah to get to the amount. Well, so therefore, at the Seder, you eat the equivalent of two-thirds of a machine matzah for the mitzvah of matzah. You eat one-third of a machine matzah for korech. And then for the afikomen, we also eat the larger amount. A, some say it's deraisa. And B, we learned earlier that one is supposed to have two kazesim for the afikomen. So that chumra is a din derabbanan. So you have two derabbanan kazesim, which add up to one deraisa kazais. Nobody says that you have to have a double deraisa shear for the two kazesim of afikomen. Nobody said that. A 7x8 piece? No. We don't. That view is not... It's not a standard view. It's either 7x4 or 7x2. Those are the numbers of Shimon Eider, that's all, and Yibud Ol Chaim, those are the numbers in the Kazayas book. Oh. Now, at the second Seder, the whole Seder is only Derabbanan. So then you can be maker even by the first matzah to eat only the size of a third of a machine matzah, 7x2. There's a chumra to eat 2 kazesim. Now that chumra is a chumra to eat 1 kazayis from the top matzah and 1 kazayis from the middle matzah. But nobody does that at the Seder. Because people just take a small piece and then they take the rest of the matzah that's on the table. So since we're not fulfilling that double kazayis, 1 from the top, 1 from the middle anyway, so Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted and many others say 7x2 is enough. If you're the Baal HaBayis and you have the ability to take a kazayis from the top and kazayis from the middle, then the Baal HaBayis, even the second night, would eat 7x2 from the top matzah and 7x2 from the middle matzah, or the equivalent of, and that would be the shear even on the second night. But for everyone else at the table, even for the first matzah, it's enough to eat the equivalent of a third of a machine matzah, 7x2. Now, it's interesting, Rav David Feinstein Shlita in the Kol Dodi Haggadah has different numbers. He says that a standard kazayas is 7x4 inches, and for the deraisa kazayas, it's 7x6, roughly the equivalent of an entire machine matzah. So that's a more strict opinion, more machmir. You would eat the equivalent of a whole machine matzah at the mitzvah of matzah. You would eat a 7x4 piece at the mitzvah of Korech, and then again try to eat the equivalent of a full machine matzah at the time of the Afikom. Oh. So these are the two views. Now it's important to know that there's a very chashuv Talmud Chacham, Rav Hadar Mar Golan Shlita, and he gathered Makoros that many Makoros indicate that a kazayas is much smaller than half a kibetza. It's much smaller than a third of a kibetza. The Gemara never gives the exact relative size of a kibetza and a kazayas. And Rav Margolin quotes many sources which indicate that a kazayas is the volume of an olive. Volume of an olive. And he brought this discussion to Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Margolin showed him a picture that a kazayas, an olive, a piece of matzah, the volume of an olive, is roughly 2.5 by 2.5 inches. Very, very small. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that one who is old or sick, has a hard time with matzah, can rely on that view of the 2.5 by 2.5 inches. So Rav Shlomo Zalman basically is saying that mi'ikar adin, we assume the small shear is, and you can even say a bracha. It's very lamaisa. One has an elderly grandparent who has a hard time with matzah. Let them at least eat 2.5 inches. It's not very big. Furthermore, Rav Margolin quotes this idea. Let's say you have a young child at the table, just bas mitzvah, who doesn't like matzah. it might be hard for her to eat so much. So you give her the regular amount, a third of a machine matzah, but she's eating really slowly. And you're getting nervous. Wait, she won't finish. She won't finish in 4 minutes. Ah, but Rav Margolin proved that Mikra Adin, even the 2.5 by 2.5 is enough. So once a person knows Rav Margolin's opinion, and that Rav Shlomo Zalman signed off on it, then a person should know for children who have a hard time with matzah that really they did eat kazais b'chdei achilas pras. They did eat that 2.5 by 2.5 inches within 4 minutes, and one shouldn't be so strict and get uptight with one's children regarding eating the kazais b'chdei achilas pras. Oh, so this is the upshot. This is what comes out from this se'if in the shoch, this siman. With the Mishnah Brura, by Arai says we had a bigger shear, and Rabbanan Omeikos. This is why, at the Seder, if you look at the English Tzvarim, the shear for the first matzah at the Seder is bigger than for the second matzah. Why is that? Well, this is the reason why. The first matzah is a mitzvah d'Araisa, and the second matzah Korach is only a d'Rabbanan. And that's why we make it. The 4 cups of wine at the Seder are d'Rabbanan, and that's why Luchat Chila, you can use a cup that's 3 ounces. A raviz is 1.5 kibbutzim, so it's 3 ounces. There are those that use the bigger shear. But if the 4 cups of wine at the Seder, one can use cups that are 3 ounces, only 3 ounces. And we learned it's better to use small cups that are big enough. Because it's ideal, l'chakil, once you drink Rov Kos. And some should drink the whole cup for all 4 cups. Well, that's not going to work if your cups are very big. So the ideal cups for the Seder are cups that are 3 ounces, a little, maybe a little more, but not much more, and not under 3 ounces. Now, back in Hilchos Kiddush, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Ber Halacha that by Friday night Kiddush, the mitzvah is d'Araisa, even though the wine is d'Rabbanan, having the cup is d'Rabbanan. And the Mishnah Berurah says, since the Kiddush is made Iker, the Iker is d'Araisa, one should be machmir l'chachilah for the bigger shear, which is roughly 5.1 ounces. Oh, and therefore, if the Seder is Friday night, so then the first cup should be bigger. The first cup should be 5.1 ounces, and the other cups can be the regular 3-ounce cups. When it comes to a regular Kiddush of Yom Tov, most of the poskim assume you don't have to have a shear of the 5.1. A 3-ounce shear is enough. Many poskim, Reb Nemetzal and others, say that. But when the Seder is Friday night, then one should remember that the first cup of wine should be bigger. It should be a raviz according to the larger shear, what's known as the Chazanisha shear. The way to know how big a raviz is, the standard shear is 3 ounces, 86 milliliters, the gematria kos, a cup. And for the Chazanish, the shear is 150 milliliters, which is 5.1 ounces. The gematria is a kos hagun, a proper cup. Okay, we'll stop here.